Coach for the Cuddly Toy. You hit three from the top. You can take any toy you want from the top shelf. And 10cc, Life is Tomato Soup, one of my favourites. Morning, fans of local radio. It's just after 10 minutes past 10. We are live here on 106.9 SFM until 2 o'clock today. Thanks so much to Pete for early breakfast. It was as tasty as always, and we did arrive a little bit late and missed out on sausage. Joining me in the studio today is not the usual Jack, our 12-year-old co-presenter who occasionally knows what to say and gets confused by anything that's not happened in the last 5 years. But instead, we welcome... Well, I can only say are two mature gentlemen to the studio. First of all, Adam Harding, who you will have heard of before when Jack's been away, and also on the radio show Live from My Flat just a couple of weeks ago for my birthday. Hello, Adam.
Hello, James. Hello, Sittingbourne.
How are you, all right?
Yeah, very good, myself. Yeah, yourself?
Good, you. I'm good, thank you. I'm good. And then a new recruit. Adam's obviously got a background in radio, but Nick has a background in nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show for the first time ever, Nick.
Hello, Sittingbourne. How are you?
Oh, straight away we tell by his voice. Gentleman Nick's on the show. Let me get you some proper music for that. Here we go.
It's so posh.
Well, it's a beautiful, beautiful sunny day out there, and I hope everyone in Radio Land's enjoying this as much as I am, and let's all just get through it together and just have a really good time.
Gentleman Nick's here, everybody. Someone that's been brought up, not just with a silver spoon in their mouth, but a whole collection of cutlery.
Oh, the whole set.
The whole set.
Crockery cutlery.
Dresses like it's still 1956. he walks around with a constant monochrome filter on everything that he sees. Thanks for joining us, guys. Right, so as always, usual show apart from that. We're looking for your ultra-local travel. Travel news that's only going to affect you. 078-600-20303. Ultra-local travel. It's traffic news that only affects you. Maybe you're going to be going out for some shopping later on, but you want to park on the road quickly while you just empty your boot of your car. Let us know. 078-600-20303. Maybe you're chopping down a tree outside the front of your house. You're going to want to let some of the debris fall. This is even making me speak a little bit slower.
It's a nice back.
And I need to sound a little bit more upbeat. I'm going to say... There we go. Maybe you've got some debris that's going to fall onto the pavement. And then you're going to have to sweep it away, but it's going to cause a little bit of disruption. Ultra local travel, 078-600-20303. 106.9 SFM, lifted by the Lighthouse family. Of course, Bob, Sarah and their son, George, the Lighthouse family, now working down in Whitstable. I play this music, boys, for a really, really good reason. Because this morning, I reached level 300 on Candy Crush.
Whoa.
Completed. That's it now.
An adult man.
how did it feel? I mean, what was the first emotion?
Do you know what? I'm going to tell you. I was on a train platform.
Yeah.
And I was on the train as it was getting near it, and I had to get off. And I was still playing it as I got off. I was still on the platform. And when I'd done it, with five moves left, I actually went, yes! And punched the air a little bit.
Oh, well. Of course, you were paying due diligence to the terrains and the safety and everything. You just want to say to people, when you're on the station, you know, do be safe, you know.
No, I was more concerned about, squashing all the candies and releasing the three bears that were stuck in Candy Kingdom.
Oh, fair enough.
37 years old.
I was going to get Candy Crush, but luckily I got a girlfriend instead, so it's, I guess, kudos to me on that one.
Harsh. Very hard. We were at a generic coffee shop earlier on, getting ourselves a lovely black Americano. I heard someone that was in front of you. I don't know if you listened to it, because I think you were too busy paying for my coffee.
thanks.
That's all right. Thank you very much. It's very nice. Someone said, can I get... And I've got an issue. I've got an issue with this, right? Because this happened also when I was in a bar on Sunday. I was like, are you waiting? And they went, yeah, can I get 2 pints, please? It's like, no. Of course you can get them. You've just got to ask me correctly. Right? And there was someone else there as well, which is, this is another bugbear of mine, right? What are pubs for? What are pubs and bars for? It's kind of having an alcoholic drink. It's not great. It's not big. It's not clever.
Yeah, just socialise.
But socialise, yeah. What are coffee shops for?
similar thing.
Yeah, well, no, drinking coffee, going and drinking coffee, you know.
Okay.
So would I go into a coffee shop and go, hiya, can I have a pint of lager, please? No, right? So why do people insist on going into pubs, which are there for alcoholic drinks, right? Why do they insist on going in there and going, yeah, can I have two mocha chocolockers and a blackcurrant lemonade, please? No, because this is not a fun park.
And it's ages to make as well.
If
they're going to do it, what they should do is wait until the people that are there for the right reasons have had their drinks, have a quick check, so everyone got a drink, right, now I can go in. But they're not, and they're always at the front, and they're always like, oh, do I want milk? Don't I want milk? Ooh, do you want syrup in it? And it's like, mate,
we're talking separate queues. I think that's ultimately what we're saying. We need some kind of barrier put up. If you are going to order a weak drink, then please stand behind this line. That's what I'm saying. We'll start that now. Look, we're still taking your local travel, please. 078600 20303. Ultra local travel. Keep them coming in. 078600 20303. Text straight away from Craig there saying he's on level 600 of Candy Crush.
Whoa, Craig.
Yeah, well done, Craig. You show
off. Guy's a machine.
Ruining my life. 106.9, this is SF... 106.9, this is SFM. Shh. We're already in a spot of bother this morning, because apparently we're shouting too loud, and we've been told off by the neighbours.
Shh, 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 shh.
So we have to be really quiet.
Really, really quiet.
Only for a bit, though.
Like you're coming in from the pub at 1 o'clock, and your parents are still in bed. Do I smell a cigarette?
We're doing exactly that. We're creeping in late at night. We should have been home at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's really
late. We're in so much trouble, dude.
It's because I've got this theatrical background that I project my voice. I am naturally very loud. I think if I open the window, I could just, you know, everyone be able to hear me. But anyway, it's my bad. And I'm still looking at Craig's text from Milton saying that he's done 600 levels
of Candy
Crush.
That's really bugging you, isn't it?
It is bothering me, because I didn't actually read the full text. He's, but I'm better than you. I mean, come on.
Well, I think he's throwing down a challenge to you there. I think you should get back and say, right, okay, let's see what you really can do, Craig.
This feels so intimate, the way we're talking, because I'm so used to shouting.
Does Craig have a history in theatre like you, though, James?
No. You tend to...
Has Craig got his own Saturday morning show? I'd think not.
I have to whisper, which has changed the entire way I speak.
We're putting someone down and we're having to whisper while doing it.
You sound like how I'd imagine a little spider would sound in a kid's cartoon. Let's have a look. Hang on. Let's go and see what Addy the Spider's doing today.
Hello there. Oh, I think I should whisper because I've been told off, James.
It's petrified. It sounds like Larry the Lamb.
Hello. it's Jules Holland here.
And what's that text that's come through, Adam?
Well, it's actually from Francis Boylan. You know, he was talking about people going into Starbucks and saying, can I get a coffee?
Yes.
He said he saw somebody, he heard somebody in Starbucks saying, can I grab a coffee?
No, you can't grab it.
Well, he was wondering whether the guy thought he was Ross off Friends, because apparently that's what they do in Central Perk. But, I don't know, but probably not. Can I grab a coffee? No.
And the correct grammar should be, may I grab a coffee, honestly.
Nick the Gent.
There we go.
Nick the Gent's come back. listen, keep your local travel news coming in, please. It's 078600 20303. 078600 20303. Well, we'll do your ultra-local travel in a few moments' time. So here's some hashtag bands, as I believe the kids say. As you know, I am the bad boy of local radio. We discovered that we've been told to be a little bit quiet because I was shouting a lot. And it's in the studio next door, they can hear us while they're doing some work in there at the moment. And I wonder what they were saying about us. So I dipped into their studio feed and listened here in the studio, which we can do, just pressing a button. I won't do it now. Don't panic, bosses, if you're listening. It was an off-air moment that we all enjoyed. We heard them discussing the attractiveness of you two, which was lovely.
That's always nice.
Yeah, I mean, Adam, obviously you as a fat Vernon Kay.
Nice. I'll take it.
It was great to hear, you know, great to hear them chatting about you. And Nick, the posh one's all right, apparently. Yeah.
That's always good. That's always
good. Yeah, obviously, didn't mention me because they've seen me a lot and I'm behind these monitors.
It's a given, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, and I've got my head down right and stuff. So that's why.
Exactly.
I mean, that's why they didn't mention me, obviously, because they...
Well, that, and because of your theatre background, your theatrical background, they know that you know your way around already. You don't need the compliments.
Don't come.
No, I mean, you've got a bit of a Robert Downey Jr. look about you, so it's a given, isn't it?
Who the hell's Danny Jr.?
Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, I thought you said Danny Jr.
He did say Danny Jr.
No, didn't he? Danny Jr. had a hit with Save Your Buttercups For Me in 1963.
Which we all remember well.
Save Your Buttercups For Me!